1320 WILS. Mike Austin here. I am investigating in gold. Pirates used... Excuse me, I'm choking for some reason. But excuse me just a second. It's 722. There we go. Just need to wet the throat a little bit, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to your Thursday morning. I don't know, you didn't tune in to hear me gag, but here we are. Let's talk about you're going in and you have had it up to here with what it is you do for a living. Maybe you're looking retrospectively at your life. You're going, why did I choose this? Why did I make this choice? Well, we make choices every day in our life. And if you choose to quit your job and become your own boss, everybody's got a side hustle, a side gig these days. Does it warrant becoming your main gig? Does it make you a happier person? Let's discuss that with a trusted advisor. Our guest is, helped a lot of business people on their productivity, work-life balance. She's the author of a book that just came out. It's called The Vacation Effect, and we've had her on before. She is our friend, Denise Gosnell. Denise, welcome back to your morning wake-up.
Thank you very much, Mike, for having me again. It's good to be back.
Yeah, your side gig is pretty much your main gig, right? It became what you do.
Absolutely, yeah. I actually have three companies in three different industries.
Holy cow. How do you, I don't know, where I'm supposed to be every day, much less have all of that up in the air. So millions of people want to be their own boss. They want to tell the boss that, you know what, this is my last day. They dream of it. But does it make them happier?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a recent study that was done right before the pandemic by Martin Obshanka and his colleagues, and this was published in the Journal of Business Venturing, the study seems to think that, in general, entrepreneurs, you know, business owners tend to be less burned out than people who work for someone else. And it really came down to having more control over your time. And, you know, entrepreneurship comes with its own flaws, ups and downs and all that. But the bottom line, though, is people like to have control, right? Freedom and control.
Yeah. I think, is there a misnomer generally in the workforce? You would, you know, not you, but I mean, you know, the general workforce guy going in, punching the clock, whatever. Is there a misnomer that as soon as you own a business, the money rolls in?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who just automatically assume that just because you're a business owner, you're rich, and that is not always the case. Like, there's ups and downs in every kind of business, even my own businesses over the years. And so not everyone has the stomach for that cycle of business, that in the startup period, it can be stressful trying to get consistent revenue coming in. Like, at least your employer usually gives you a consistent paycheck, right? So that's the good side of working for someone else. But, you know, once you've got your business going and established, it can be one of the greatest rewards you've ever had. You just have to be able to stomach the cycles of the stresses of the ups and downs.
Yeah. I often tell folks that, you know, the place you go to work, the business in which you work, does not exist to give you a job. Oh, it may be one of the notions of the ultimate owners or what have you, that, yes, we're providing good American jobs, but they didn't go into business to provide you a job. They went into business to make money. And mm-hmm. that doesn't always happen. So, okay, so the question is then, across the board, entrepreneurs happy or no?
That is a really tough question because I think, you know, entrepreneurs tend to be happier in general because they have their own freedom and control, but entrepreneurship, if left unchecked, can lead to burnout just as easily because you get so stuck on the hamster wheel that you work all the time. You become addicted to the cycle because that's the entrepreneurial culture we live in, especially in the United States. So it has its own risks and rewards, if that makes sense. Like, I think all of it comes with a balance, right? If you're in a job you hate, do something about it. You deserve to be happy and do work that you find meaningful and fulfilling, whether that's making it happen where you already work or going somewhere else. But entrepreneurs also deserve to be happy. If they're stuck on the hamster wheel, grinding all the time, they should recognize that and do something about it. And that's, of course, what I love helping people do.
Yes, we have like 30 seconds. Give me the 30-second elevator pitch there.
Yeah, I basically help busy entrepreneurs, create a lifestyle business instead of one that burns them out, because a lot of them have success, but then they're burned out. So that's what I do. And they can learn more about my book at vacationeffectbook.com, The Vacation Effect for Entrepreneurs, How to Create a Lifestyle Business with Lots of Freedom.
The vacation effect is, I love the name of it. I want to have the vacation effect, Denise. I really want to. And if you're looking to, I mean, if you're struggling a little bit, you started a business and you're just going, what in the world? Get a hold of Denise. She can do that. I apologize for the technical glitch there, Denise. We'll get back with you again sometime soon, though. You're a pleasant person and a good egg. So thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. See you later. Your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.